Now we put the chakras on the chart. So on the 6 o'clock line, you will have the test of the base chakra. You will have the choice to raise that energy up to the chakras, to the crown, or to dissipate it. It is the white chakra, so it's the chakra of purity. It's an opportunity to manifest purity in all the four lower bodies. A crystal clear stream of the mind of God. So you will turn to your decree book and make the purity section your byword for that year, because you know that the victory of the mother flame depends upon your purity. So you know that during that whole year you're going to have to do novenas to purity. Then, within the year, you're going to notice as the months change. Let's say that your birthday started on July 4th. July 4th happens to be in Cancer also. So you would be a Cancer going through your Cancer cycle or Cancer test. So right there, your year is already a double Cancer. You were born in Cancer, now you're on a Cancer year. Now let's consider the months. On the 12 o'clock line of your birthday, July 4th, you would be facing the initiation of the spiral of the victory of the Mother Flame. So your tests of God power, and to use it properly, would always be in conjunction with the Mother Cycle, with the emotional body, and with the base chakra. When you move into August 4th in Aquarius, your test will be of God love, but it will be God love manifest as the victory in the emotional body, as the victory of the mother flame. Do you see this then? You have to correlate your months against your year. So within the Cancer year, whether you're age 18, 30, 42, and so on, 54, 66, 78. You always would be in that same Cancer line, and that's true for everyone. You have to watch how the months unfold. When you get to Aries, it will be a test of God control within the Mother Flame. When you get within Taurus, it'll be a test of obedience to the Mother, or of rebellion against the Mother. I don't think there are many people who have not felt rebellious toward the Mother at the age of 18. In some form, it may be slight, maybe you didn't like the way she made a certain recipe. You know, it might be very minor because you may be a person that really adored your mother. But this testing of the feminine ray has got to focalize in people around you and outside of you. And your mother is the figure of that flame at age 18. And you will find that some frictions will arise unless you have a perfect attunement with the mother. It might be someone else's mother, who knows. But a mother figure is going to cross your path. And you are either going to accept the divinity of the mother, or you're going to get entangled with the human aspect. Now, how many of you can remember that that has happened to you at the age of 18? I have just showed you two things, how to figure out where you are in your year, how to figure out where you have been in all your years, and how to figure where you are in the month. In the month between, let us say, Aries and Taurus, there would be 30 to 31 days. So you can see that there would be another whole cycle within the month of 30 days on another whole clock. We don't bother plotting that. But you can just see how you are progressing around the clock within the 30-day period of the month cycle. This would be coinciding with the cycle of the moon. But it's your own moon, remember. It's not the moon of the planet. Now the signs of the moon and the sun that I'm going to pass out to you now show you what the testings of the planet Earth are. The Earth is in Taurus now, as the sun sign, and the moon is in Sagittarius. Now, if I want to find out what is happening to this moon, I look here in April, Sagittarius on the 19th goes into Sagittarius at 11:04 p.m. The moon will go into Capricorn on the 22nd, on Easter, at 11:50 a.m. Now, what does that tell me? The moon, which is the reflector of water, will reflect and amplify the astral or the electronic belt side of the qualities. In other words, the moon, until it is transmuted, will amplify the electronic belt patterns invariably. When you get dominion over the moon and the moon is under your feet, that means the moon's substance or the astral substance, you will notice how you can amplify the God qualities when the moon is there. Now, the moon being in Capricorn on Easter and the sun being in Taurus, we then have two earth signs to initiate the spiral of the resurrection flame on Easter morning. See, it doesn't go until 11:50 a.m. So when we have our sunrise service, the moon will be in fire, then it will move into Capricorn. When it is in Capricorn, we will have a Taurus-Capricorn trine. It is one-third of the clock between the signs that are like each other. You can see this because each of the three signs always make a triangle. So between Taurus and Capricorn, you have a very strong union of forces. Because wherever you have a third working together, you always have a reinforcement of the God qualities if you choose to amplify them. Of course, you have a reinforcement of the negative qualities if you choose to amplify those. So what are those qualities? The quality is God obedience, but the quality is an earth sign. It's the anchoring of the mental awareness of obedience through the physical earth sign of Taurus. This means into the farthest descent into the plane of matter. It also means that it's on a love point. Taurus is a love plume. So it's by the love of obedience to the will of God through the mind, I'm talking about the mind because we're in the mental quadrant now, that we anchor into the physical by the power of the physical hierarchies of Taurus, the quality and the flame of God obedience. It's a great moment for establishing the foundation of our consciousness. Capricorn gives us the same attribute because it's initiating a spiral from the point of Earth, because Capricorn is Earth, but Capricorn is in the fire quadrant, so it places the Earth in fire, which is the greatest combination you can have, the focus of Alpha. It is the concrete manifestation of spirit. So Capricorn and Taurus together are foundation builders. This means that we have the opportunity to anchor the fires of the resurrection on Easter morning, coupling the momentum of Taurus first with Sagittarius. As the moon is in the fire sign of Sagittarius, we'll have an amplification of fire if we first transmute the planetary momentums of resentment, revenge, retaliation. Then we have the fires of victory, which will move into the earth sign of Capricorn at that 11:50. Now at 11:50, if you are sensitive and you can develop this sensitivity, you can feel the whole shift of the planet moving. As the moon changes its signs, you can feel how mankind have this terrific turmoil within themselves on the next quality of the electronic belt. Now, people who are not on the path or don't have a love for God and man go around the cycles of their clock, embodiment after embodiment, on the electronic belt side. Now, the sun signs are given from the beginning of the year, the new moon and the full moon. We have a total eclipse of the sun on June 30th coming up, which means a blocking out of the God consciousness. And that will be in Cancer. At that hour, it is very important to hold the flame of the Divine Mother. You then become the sun because the sun is eclipsed. On the 24th, there will be the annular eclipse of the sun and a partial eclipse of the moon on December 9th. This is all written down.